This holiday season, summer months, a lot of Canadians are choosing to stay on this side of the border because it's expensive on the other side of the border with the way the loonie is these days. Now, that hasn't discouraged Russell Hannon from venturing to Glacier National Park in Montana. Russell is our budget travel expert, so this makes no sense at all. He joins us this morning to report on the highlights. Hi, Russell.
Good morning.
Come on. You dare to go to the States?
Well, you know what? A lot of people I talk to are just writing off the United States right now just because of the currency difference. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that determine the cost of a trip. And the currency exchange, in reality, is just one of those factors. And ultimately, what dictates the cost of a trip is more or less how you travel as opposed to where you decide to go. So there's a lot of things that you can do to control the cost regardless of the currency exchange.
Mm-hmm. Now, you went down to Glacier National Park in Montana, a beautiful park.
Oh, yeah.
A gorgeous mountain park that I think a lot of people in Alberta have never gotten to.
Breathtaking.
Yeah. How much did it cost compared to Banff? Or maybe Waterton's a better comparison.
Well, you know what? A few things. Something I just realized 2 weeks before going down there was that there's no sales tax in Montana. So if you're going there compared to any other province, that shaves off about 5 to 14% just on the sales tax off the currency difference. Mm-hmm. Next thing is gas is really cheap down there. So in the U.S., they complain about the price of gas quite a bit, but I paid about 78 cents a liter U.S. 78 cents last weekend to fill up. So actually, I filled up just before coming back into Canada on the weekend. So that really offsets the currency difference where you're paying about 93 cents here right now. Also, the national park that I was at, which is a lot closer than you'd expect, turns out the week of August 25th to 28th, all 401 national parks in the United States are free to visit in celebration of National Parks Week, which is part of the centennial anniversary of national parks in the U.S. And if you miss that, they're doing it again on September 21st, the first day of fall.
All right.
So that way you can get into the parks for free. And then for accommodations, I stayed in a 4-star hotel. I thought it was more of a 3-star hotel myself.
Oh, way to rough it.
But they had the continental breakfast and everything, $128 a night, and there's no sales tax. And I would think comparable 3-star hotels in the Rockies here would be $150 to $160. So it really balances out.
Yeah.
And even when I was there, I was at this great Mexican restaurant in East Glacier, Serrano's, and turns out in the back of the restaurant they have a hostel where you can stay for $18 a night. They've got these bunk beds, or you can get your own private room for $45 a night.
Really?
So turns out I go down the street to a cafe, and they've got a hostel on top of the coffee shop as well. It's called Brownie's Cafe.
Yeah.
And they charge $22 a night for these bunk bedrooms or your own private room.
That's
very
a
basic
deal.
$45. So
backpackers in, they're saying here.
That's right. So when you go down there, there's no reason why you would have to pay more than a vacation near home.
That's a lot cheaper than a room in Banff, to be honest with you, especially in high season.
Okay. Absolutely.
You're convincing me. It's affordable. but for people who haven't been to Glacier National Park, describe it.
Well, first off, it's only, you can get in there probably, you can leave work here at 5 o'clock and be there around 8:30 or 9 p.m. So it really isn't very far. And you know what? I felt like I was rediscovering the Rockies for the first time. That feeling you get the first time you see the Rocky Mountains. And the reason being is there's some things there that are a bit distinct from what you have here. One is, in Glacier National Park, you've got the Going to the Sun Road, which is basically, it's a road that goes through the park.
It's spectacular.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you start in this river valley, and what happens is the road is actually carved into the side of the mountain, and you just gradually go up and up to the point that you've got these mountaintop views, only you're in your car on this narrow European-like road, and there's no guardrails, because I understand what happens is the avalanches wipe them out every year, so they don't
bother
rebuilding the guardrails anymore. So you get a bit of anxiety driving along this road, but very unique experience that I haven't had on the Canadian side.
You're showing me photos on your phone here, which is fantastic. And motorcyclists love this road too. It's a test for them.
Oh yeah.
Which is fantastic. I like that. And if you're a plant lover or a wildflower lover, totally different wildflowers down there, by the way, than we get up here on our side of the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
So how much time did you set aside to see the park?
Well, you know, I spent a full day doing the Going to the Sun Road. And actually, you can actually loop around it twice. So you can drive it and then come back. And then I spent a half day at this other little hidden gem. It's called Mini Glacier. Now, if you could go in a straight line as the crow flies from Waterton, it's probably only about 40 kilometers. But it's a 45-minute drive past Waterton. Of course, you have to cross the border.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it reminded me of of like a smaller, the mountains are a bit of a smaller version of Moraine Lake, and you've got this Bavarian style hotel right on the water. And it evokes some of the feeling of when you get to Waterton, but it's distinct and it's different, and it's only 45 minutes further. And you know, I really think it's worth taking that drive out there. If you've seen all the places around here, is to really get out there and see that. It's a great variety.
Did you call it Many Glacier or Mini Glacier?
Mini, M-A-N-Y.
Okay.
Mini Glacier.
Many. Any other must-dos down there?
Well, you know, I would say at the end of the day, there's no better way to unwind after a day of exploring the mountains and going into one of the colonial style lodges. And what you can do is you can actually sit in one of the upper levels in a couch and actually look down into the main lobby of these colonial hotels. And there's a pianist playing the piano. Just really phenomenal. It's like a time warp going into that. And, really? And you've got a number of those lodges throughout the park.
That's gorgeous. And then you get to make your way back, which is lovely too. So you would recommend this to anybody?
Absolutely. I hope to see you in Montana sometime.
And then you can stop in Waterton for lunch on your way back through.
Absolutely.
You know what? There's a place. My one travel tip I've got for you. There's a place called Wieners of Waterton. Have you ever seen this place? Best hot dog place in Alberta, I think.
And you know what? That's what I did on the way back. A little bit expensive for my taste, but it was phenomenal. And the lineups are the longest I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it.
Is that right? Russell, thanks for this. Appreciate it.
Happy travel.
That's Russell Hannon. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. He's here every Wednesday this summer with advice for traveling on the cheap.